So great to be learning together, Shari Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And I wanted to share a Dvar Torah, or a story that actually that Rav Schechter told. I thought it was a fascinating story about Rav Soloveitchik, regarding Psak Halacha in general. So it's going to be a specific situation, but it gives you a lot of interesting perspectives on Psak Halacha. So first, he was speaking to the RCBC, just the RCBC, and just the Rabbanim, Malava Malko is very nice. And he was trying to make sure the Rabbanim just take your time when you get a question. You don't have to feel pressure to answer right away. Just feel relaxed, and if you need the time to respond. And take the time to respond. Don't you should have to be metunin bedin. You should be patient, and that's an important rule. And you should. He gave an example with Rav Soloveitchik, where a woman called him up, married woman. She couldn't. Her husband's infertile, and. So how can have kids? She wants to know. She can use a donor, artificial insemination, AID, artificial insemination from a donor, from another man. Would that be okay? And Rabbi Soloveitchik said, I don't know. The woman got very, very upset. What do you mean you don't know? I hear you're the chief rabbi of the United States and Canada. And you don't know? He said, I don't know. And even Rabbi Soloveitchik said, I don't know. As I said, it's a very, very serious question. You need a lot of time to consider it and work on it. He really was not sure. Now, the woman took it to the next step. She said, well, this is not the first time I'm doing this. This is my first child. You're going to say the first child is a mamzer. So Rabbi Soloveitchik responded again, I don't know. I don't know, which was quite the statement. And Rav Schechter added that in the shiurim that Rav Schechter, Rav Soloveitchik said that he over the years he wasn't sure until it came time for they were learning Yevamot. When it came time to Yevamot, then already Rav Moshe Feinstein had came out with his famous tshuva reprinted in Chelek and Evin HaEzer. I believe that was around 1964. Where Rav Moshe Feinstein ruled that the child is not considered to be mamzer, and this is the way Rav Avad Yosef also rules this way in Yabia Omer, and Rav Soloveitchik already said, well, I'm not so sure, but look, it's a very difficult sugya, difficult to come to a conclusion, but. Rav Moshe Feinstein was certainly in America was the Gadol Hador, and he felt well. It must have this Siyata Deshmaya, the help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that this is the right way to go, and so we'll rely on that. This was the Dvar Mishamayim, and you can rely on the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now that doesn't. That's a far cry. Rav Schechter said that this is Mutar L'Chadchila. This can be done. That's a big leap, but just we have from Rav Avadja who does not allow l'chadchila, but he does say that the child is not considered to be a mamzer as rules Rav Moshe Feinstein. And now we have Rav Soloveitchik, but doesn't that mean l'chadchila? But it's just a very, very interesting lesson in Psak Halacha A. That the Rabbanim should take the time, and we should not, when we pose questions to Rabbanim, we should be patient. They don't necessarily have to have the answers right there and then. They can be patient. Mituni, we have to be works both ways. It's interesting, the door of Rabbanim, they had to get used to from phone calls, being posek halacha on phone calls. That was a big change, because before any of the letters, and you have time to really take time to respond. And in pre-modern times, people had patience. You know, you wrote a letter and it took time to respond. Whereas today, you make even 50, 60 years, 70 years ago, you made a phone call and you expect the answer to be right away. But instead of just a letter and it takes time to respond, but despite that, despite the advanced technology, we should still stick with the original plan or the original need to go havimu tunim bedin, that we should be patient. And just very interesting how Rav Soloveitchik thought, then his reflection was, was that once Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's Ki'ilu Yatzta Bat Kol Ki'ilu, as if a voice came from Shemayim approving that this is Hashem's approved issue, and even if it's a hard, it's a very difficult issue to resolve, he felt, okay, we can be safe and say the child is not a mamzer. V'chein hara Rav Vadya Yosef. Very, very interesting story, very eye-opening into the process of halacha on many levels. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much bri'ut.